This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Now that the U.S. military controls Fallujah, it faces another difficult job. The U.S. and its Iraqi allies are trying to win over the local population. Most residents fled before the fighting, and in the last few days, the U.S. and its Iraqi allies have begun to allow some to return. They're finding battered neighborhoods and, in some cases, wrecked homes. Residents have to submit to fingerprinting and iris scans before returning. They will eventually wear ID cards as the price of returning to a city that was a center of brutal opposition to the U.S. The senior American in the area is Marine Lieutenant General John Sattler. He says he wants returning residents to encounter signs of goodwill.
We worked this very closely with the Prime Minister and all his ministries and his staff. And what we did is we concentrated our cleanup and our reconstruction effort to go ahead and bring back the essential services, trying to get water, electricity, and then the removal of standing water throughout the town. We prioritized that based on districts.
How do you accomplish all this without creating situations where you might create more insurgents?
Because we come back in now to bring the people, and there will be some bitterness, obviously, but the game plan is to go ahead and take the claim. Listen to the individual. There'll be adjusters provided by the Iraqi government that will go to the homes. And then we being a combination of the led by the Iraqi government but assisted by us, make sure that we adjudicate those claims, that we give the individual the funds to repair their property. So if we don't, we consider this up to this point, we have had a tactical victory of fighting alongside of our Iraqi security partners. And the strategic victory can only be sealed if we do this right.
That's an interesting point. Anthony Cordesman, a respected military analyst, was on this program a few days ago. He just put out a report on the situation in Iraq, and he said that the U.S. and its allies had won significant tactical victories, including Fallujah in recent months. But he said U.S. and Iraqi government attempts to root out the insurgency, and I'm quoting him here, have so far only had limited impact. And he said there's no evidence that the number of insurgents is declining. Is that an accurate assessment?
Obviously, there's not a poll. We don't know how many folks, and you can't tell by looking. You can't count uniforms as to how many insurgents or just pure murderers, intimidators, former criminals. There's a combination of folks who really want to see these elections fail, because if they succeed, they don't have a chance. They know that their future is sealed, and it's not bright if in fact, elections move forward. What I would, and I don't disagree with Dr. Cordesman on his assessment, but what I would counter that with is I can tell you there's less fighters in the country than there were 6 weeks ago when this fight started, for sure. But what the other thing I can tell you is that the level of activity, incidents that were pushed towards the coalition forces or the Iraqi security forces, I believe countrywide, but specifically out here in the west in Al Anbar province, have gone down dramatically. The indirect fire attacks against our bases, we were sustaining attacks almost daily or weekly out here at Camp Fallujah. We have not had an indirect fire, either a rocket or mortar attack, now in 36 days.
When we see that you've had the success in Fallujah, but that in recent days there have been quite dramatic attacks in Mosul and Tikrit, do you have evidence that insurgent leaders and perhaps some insurgent troops got out of your area and are active elsewhere?
I think it would be totally Pollyannish if I was to say that we had tightened the cordon around the town before the fighting started to the point where no one got out. I would state that some of the leaders got out before the fighting started. They fired the town up with a lot of rhetoric, got a lot of jihadists, young people, filled them with ideology, and then didn't stay for the fight. I'm sure some of those did get out. Some of the big leaders that stirred it all up ran before the fighting started.
Well, General Sattler, thanks very much.
Hey, well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Take care of yourself, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and you take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you, sir.